So why doesn't a woman just tell you what she likes in sex? What works for her? What she wants you to do? A lot of men feel that frustration. Why do I have to just figure it out? Why does she expect me to read her mind? Why can't she just communicate? And I totally get you, it's easy to think that. But the real reason that she's not telling you is much, much bigger than you think, and it's probably something that you've never considered. And that changes everything. So there are actually two reasons why women don't tell men what works for them in sex. The first one is a smaller one, so let's deal with that before we get to the more important one. And this first reason surprises a lot of men. Basically, women are very nervous to tell men what they want in sex. And men tend to think, why? Surely most men just want to know how to please you. No, it's not like that. And I can tell you that from many, many years of working with a lot of women. Some men do take that kind of communication well. This might be you. But many, many men also have a variety of reactions that women have come to expect. For example, getting angry, getting annoyed, passive-aggressive behavior, blaming her that she is the one who's broken, ignoring, forgetting, not acting on it, getting excessively anxious about it permanently. So there are all sorts. And this is not exclusive to men, of course. There are many cases where women don't take that communication well as well in the same way. And often you might be great, but she's nervous because, you know, of her previous experiences. So before we move on to the second bigger reason, here's how to deal with this problem. On the man's side, my recommendations are: try to take what she says as just data from a positive angle. She's helping you, essentially. It's just her desires that she's trusting you with. You are not doing anything wrong, necessarily. It's just a process of finding out about each other. Take it that way. Secondly, invite her actively to share with you what she would like. Many men are open to it, but they kind of expect that if a woman has something to say, she will. But, you know, assume that she will be afraid to, even if she wants to. If you welcome her explicitly to do it, she will feel far more comfortable too. And third, most importantly, make her feel safe by coming through on that promise. First of all, making sure that you don't react badly. And secondly, by actually following on, you know, her desires and acting on them. And for women, my advice is, it's important that you learn to communicate your desires and wishes constructively and clearly, but delicately and with sensitivity. Receiving feedback on sex is hugely vulnerable for every human being. So you do need to do it well and carefully, but then your conscience is clear. You should expect to be heard. And now moving on to the second and much more important reason. It completely blindsides most people. They're simply not aware of it. A lot of women have told me over the years, he asks me what I would like and I don't know. I feel like I don't know my body. I know what doesn't feel good, I know what doesn't work, but I don't know how to make it work. I just feel like there must be more, there must be a lot more possible, but I don't know what or how. And it seems crazy to men. You know, how does she not know what she likes in sex? Yes, men might think that because sex, as we practice it in our culture, it tends to work very well for men. So they know what they like in sex because it's happening a lot of the time. But it tends to work very badly for women. Some women have had, you know, enough good experience to learn from what they like, but many women have never had sex that, you know, really works for them. Little bits and bobs, you know, limited experience, but not, you know, this is how to make me feel really good. Sex is mostly learned reflectively. I've tried something, now I know that I like it. I don't just randomly decide that I like something, yeah? What is the average sexual history of a woman? She hasn't traveled the world learning from 100 best lovers in the world. She might have had a couple of long relationships where sex was most commonly anything from, you know, a basic repetitive routine to, you know, really bad and traumatizing for her. Maybe a few short flings or dates where men might have not cared really for her experience and just used her. Or it was kind of okay, passable. If she's lucky, maybe she met that one guy who showed her really great sex. So I'm not saying, of course, this is all women. Some women get to know themselves, and that's great, but many women are in this position. So you ask her, tell me what turns you on? What kind of foreplay do you want me to do? But maybe nobody has ever bothered to, you know, turn her on properly, or, you know, they did foreplay that just didn't work for her at all and it made her feel broken, dysfunctional. You might ask her, tell me how you like your clitoris touched. But men might have always rubbed it quite roughly, pressuring her to come, so she could never relax and, you know, discover a really amazing experience there. You ask her, how do you want me to move inside the vagina? but maybe she never felt much inside the vagina. That's very, very common, because the typical sex just bangs the vagina without engaging her properly. All of this happens often, sometimes because some men just don't care, and other men do care, they have a good intention, but they just don't know enough about the woman's body. She can only tell you what feels good if she has experienced it. Some say women should explore themselves in masturbation, figure out what works for you, and then tell your partner, right? But, you know, what can you discover that way? How to rub the clitoris to come? Sure. And then sex will be just masturbating the clitoris to come with a partner. On her own, it is impossible to learn, you know, how her body can be powerfully aroused when her body is touched and loved and desired in all the different places by a man. Most things in sex can only be learned in the interaction, because the energy is completely different. She can't really understand what works in the intercourse. The body doesn't work mechanically, you know. So what happens? Even when women have learned something about what they like in sex, often it's just bits and bobs, not the full picture. She has learned that, you know, she likes her neck kissed, but there is a lack of understanding of the whole process of arousal of her whole body to its, you know, most powerful state. She might have figured out some movements on the clitoris, but she may not have encountered on her own a different approach that gives her far more pleasure and makes her far more easily orgasmic. I routinely teach women heaps of things that they didn't know about themselves, how things can work better for them in sex. Not because I'm some kind of all-knowing oracle, it's just my job, it's from my research, from my experience, from data, because I've been in a different position in my consultancy for many years, not only asking women what they like, but professionally helping them to explore new approaches that they haven't tried before, because I've learned from women I've worked with, from the results they get, and then I feed it back to other women who learn from me. So that's why. But there's a lot of stuff that women learn from me that they didn't know about themselves. Now, moving on to the practical part, how to deal with it. What's the solution? All of this is not ideal, I understand. It's a situation created by, you know, very poor sex education in our culture, and it's not the fault of either of you. So you work with what you've got. What's possible for you to do here? It'll be different from one couple to another. If you are the woman who truly has had all the experience to really understand your sexuality fully, great. Then double down on communication. Please don't expect the man to read your mind just because it is more sexy that way. Yeah? If you're a man who has all the skills and understanding of female sexuality, then don't just rely on asking her. But also give her good experiences, new experiences from your knowledge. Then she discovers from that what she likes. But most often neither of you have had a chance to learn about it. And that's okay, that is normal. So you learn from outside sources, from experts who dedicate themselves to this work, who can give you tools, new techniques, ideas, methods, understanding of the process, explanations of why things don't work, how they can work better. And just to be clear, it can be anybody that you resonate with. So if you're a woman, educate yourself. Then you'll have the knowledge that you can explore with a partner and confirm in your experience what works for you. If you're a man, don't just rely on asking her. Learn what you can, so you can offer your partner a great experience that she hasn't had before, and then ask her what she enjoyed from it. If you're a couple, learn together and try things out. It is just common sense. It is what we do in every area of life. Just like you have muscles, but you still might need the knowledge of a personal trainer to get results. You might have a mouth and enjoy food, but you might still source knowledge from nutritionists to optimize, to get specific ideas and best practices that you didn't know before. And that saves you years of guessing, or possibly, you know, a dead end or a breakdown. Now, I know people will immediately suspect that I'm saying this because, you know, I teach about sex and I have my programs. Yes, I do, because they really help, because they save relationships. That is my work. But what I'm talking about is just a common sense idea. If you know, you know, and if you don't have experience, you learn from somebody who teaches it. Anybody that you resonate with. Can you discover it all on your own? You can try. Some people do find pieces of it. Most people struggle to come up with all of it by themselves. And we see this in the epidemic breakdown of sexual relationships, where people really try to fix it, but they can't figure it out. So the option to DIY it always exists. It's just more challenging. People are different, of course, but we are not so completely random. There are many very strong fundamentals and principles and techniques and processes that generally work for the woman's body, for pleasure in her genitals, for her orgasmicity, for her psyche in sex. The variations are there, but they are more often than not in degrees and settings and not in the entire concept. So you learn good fundamentals and then you adjust, of course, from your experience. You see what you enjoy, you discard what you don't, you adjust the settings. So I hope this has cleared the issue for you and there will be less frustration that came from thinking that the reasons that she had for it were, you know, not very mature. And you can see that there is a much bigger picture here. And I hope you can both find a way forward.